Once again, Mom Nature hasn't been the most cooperative. First, she kept us out of the fields to plant, and now that we've planted, she's given us some heavy rains that have caused some ponding and flooding that could be challenging our corn crop. That's a word from University of Wisconsin corn specialist Joe Lauer, who said because of the heavy rains of Sunday and Monday, we do have some vulnerable fields and some flooding.
Not only do you have the vulnerability going on out there, but then you have the outright flooding that goes on with corn covered with water, and corn, just like you or I, needs oxygen to carry on its respiration process. And it can go for short periods of time, about 48 hours or so, without being covered with water. But after a while, the oxygen in that water runs out, and then the plants basically just drown, just like any other living organism would. That's kind of what we're up against right now.
Lauer went on to say the warmer the soil temperature, the more oxygen the plant uses in a shorter amount of time. He said if water can be removed from the fields within about 48 hours, he said there generally isn't a lot of problems and the plant should be able to grow. However, with these heavy rains, they might have washed away some of our important nitrogen inputs.
The other major thing that's going on right now, too, is that for growers that have spread nitrogen, there could be the potential for nitrogen leaching out of a root zone, and that can be a problem as well, just wasting of resources, if you will, or fertilizer that goes onto those fields. So those are all things that got to be considered as you move forward with some of these fields.
And Lauer concluded by saying timing is a problem here because until the growing point of the corn crop moves above ground, and that's usually 30 days or so after planting, and that's not the case for anybody around here, he said flooding then does become a real concern.
Now, if that growing point was above the water surface, then there's likely not going to be much impact on yield at all. Roots do require oxygen for respiration, but they can go a little bit longer. But it's just your really active metabolic areas that you got to be concerned about because they use all the oxygen in producing new cells and new tissue. And that growing point right now, until about V6 or 6 leaves on the plant, is below the ground. And if it's flooded, then it's below the water surface too.
Well, starting on the dairy scene, it was a mixed day on Tuesday with blocks up a penny and a quarter to $1.97.5 per pound. Barrels pick up a quarter to $1.93.5, while AA butter dropped back 2 cents to $2.26 a pound. Class 3 prices also mixed. June, that was up 2 to $20.94. July, that dropped 8 to $20.40. August, that $20.29 is up a nickel, while September Class 3 gained 2 cents to $20.31. Lower prices, though, on the Board of Trade. July corn down 7 1/4 at 4.57 1/4 cents per bushel. September drops 5 1/4 to 4.52 3/4 cents. Beans for July off almost 20 cents at 14.81 3/4 cents per bushel. September down 8 3/4 to 12.73 1/2 cents. And July wheat off 8 1/4 at 6.12 1/4 cents per bushel. Livestock fed cattle market steady. Choice beef steers and heifers to $1.45. Holstein steers $1.12 to $1.29. Slaughter cows, cutting utilities $0.92 to $1.13. Most of slaughter cows $0.78 to $0.91, with slaughter bulls stronger at $0.99 to $1.26. Replacement bull calves, they price from $2.25 to $3.55. Heifer calves $1.50 to a top of $2.85. And those barrels and gilts $0.74 to $0.85. The feeder lambs, 175 and down. Market lambs, 155 and down. And that's your morning agricultural update. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU.